Wow, there's a lot of people here. I'll do this. Now there's fewer people. My name is Fred. I'm an alcoholic. My home group is Serenity Now. It's a home group that's in the rehab facility that I was in Oakland, California. It's also in a hospital. So every time I go to that meeting, I'm reminded of where I was and where I could be if I don't do what I'm doing right now. This is an Al-Anon meeting as well, so I get to qualify for both. As we were reminded last night, those of us that aren't in denial are in both meetings. I didn't start off that way, though. I have a family legacy on both sides that has all sorts of alcoholic behavior, and I didn't understand it, and but I knew that there was something that I probably should deal with as I got older, because I was getting warned by my relatives, you've got alcoholism on both sides, and you better be careful. Well, no one told me what being careful meant. Did that mean drink slowly? Only drink beer? No one gave me a map of what to do with carefulness. But what I saw in at least the older generations at first was the extreme results of alcoholic behavior that went untreated. And it looked confusing because these were people that were smart and successful in everything they did except their personal lives. And how could they not know when to stop? They had business failures, they had relationship failures, they had early death, they had health issues, they had all sorts of things that just looked really obvious that you could avoid if you just knew when to say enough. I did not know that the disease of alcoholism took away that option of not knowing when was enough. I also knew that to participate in my family, I had to be a drinker. And I was okay with that because it was the one thing I could do really well. I learned early that I had a huge capacity for alcohol. I could drink more than anybody my size. And it was a permissive culture. I was given an opportunity to drink early on. I'm pretty sure I was born with a buzz because my mom went into labor at a St. Patrick's Day party. So if anyone's doing the math, my birthday's March 18th and I accept birthday cards all year long. When my grandfather gave me my first cocktail, it was an old fashioned. He put water in it, so it was a kiddie cocktail, but it was still bourbon. And I had an aha moment. I had this, oh, there's that feeling. I know this feeling. And it felt right. It was something that I knew that I could pursue. And I was allowed to because I was the cute little drink runner for my grandparents' constant cocktail parties. And then I learned how to make their drinks. And I knew who everybody was by their drink identification. That was a martini drinker, that was a scotch drinker. Everybody had their drink of identification. My mom's family wasn't quite the same. They didn't celebrate alcohol in the same fashion. In fact, their alcohol behavior was secret and behind doors and very shameful. My grandfather was always drunk, but I never saw him drink. He was drinking and taking Anabuse at the same time, so he was a very sick man. And as the 17 years that I knew him, he was always a very sick old man, way ahead of his time. And we all saw this, and it was not enough of a cautionary tale. My mother stood by his bedside while he barked the last words up through a hole in his neck, and that was Southern Comfort. It wasn't enough for my mom because she died the same way in 2020. Now, my grandfather's death certificate said kidney failure, and hers said failure to thrive. What it should have said was end-stage alcoholism, but they don't do those kind of things. On my dad's side of the family, they were successful enough. They had, my grandmother set herself on fire accidentally. My uncle shot himself. These were all things that happened in the older generations. The middle generation, my parents' generation, they were still having fun with consequences. It was a little bit back and forth. And then the younger generation, my sister and brother and I, we were still in the let's bring it on. But they were heavy drinkers, but they weren't alcoholics. They didn't make the same choices that I did. I made choices that an alcoholic would make. I made choices that protected my primary relationship with alcohol and not bring myself to a better future. My school choices were not so great. My academic career was flawed. But I was having conflicting feelings. My inside world did not match the outside world. I was not finding positive indicators in the things that I was feeling and thinking. I was having difficulty in school, and when I reached out for help, I was told I was lazy. I was having questions about my sexuality, and I was told that I was just crazy, that I would get over that, I would outgrow that. And everything that I saw, that if I had a question,